that asked to commence worship this evening with hymn number 509. The tune is Eastport 133. Come, come, my soul, with boldness come unto the throne of grace. There Jesus sits to answer prayer and shows a smiling face. There short he stands before the throne and personates their case, and sends the blessed Spirit down with tokens of his grace. Thank you. this evening from the Book of the Psalms and Psalm number 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion, the dragon, shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. May the Lord bless his word. Help us now in prayer. Gracious God, we come before thee this evening and ask thee, Lord, to draw us to the throne of grace. We have those things, Lord, that suddenly appear in our daily lives at times. And, O Lord, we do pray that we might know what it is to pour out our souls before thee. We commit into thy care and keeping and safety our dear friend Alan, suddenly, Lord, brought into a hospital with pain and awaiting through the day, Lord, an operation. And Lord, we do pray thou truly calls him to feel underneath of the everlasting arms that this is not something in agony, but in thy dear redeeming love and in thy grace. And we oftentimes, Lord, realise this, that our times are in thy hands. These events, Lord, that stop us in our mad career, even in our honourable career, Lord, we're brought to feel that we need thee. Sometimes, Lord, we think we can manage without thee, but then suddenly comes to true believers to consider their ways, to consider, Lord, their latter end, even when it means, Lord, hospital treatment. So we do pray, Lord, that they'll be mindful of him where he is. Do bless, Lord, his dear mother that would look on with anxiety, and sisters and brothers and family members and all of us who attend the church, that, Lord, our resting prayer might wonders do bring relief in deepest straits, prayer to force the passage through iron bars and brazen gates. Lord, do remember too in mercy, we do pray thee each of our flock. We do pray, remember the very aged ones, the infirm ones. Be with those that bear the burden heat of the day. Remember too, Lord, the younger ones here, and also at Ride also, as we commit them all to thee. We seek thy blessing upon them there this evening, with thy servant amongst them, Lord, to preach the everlasting gospel to their souls. May he not labour in vain. May he be given strength according to the demands, Lord, of the work of the ministry. For thou knowest, Lord, the heaviness of it, the burden of it. But what a mercy thou hast promised. Divine instruction and teaching to those that fear thy name in pulpit and also, Lord, in pew, that have not, Lord, been drawn to the ministry or to preach it, but have been brought there, Lord, to hear it, to hear what Father, Lord, will speak unto their souls, and that they might, Lord, yet be constrained by the love of Christ to keep their commandments as he becomes a first in their lives, the object of their desires, to see Jesus, to receive a knowledge of the truth, the crumbs that fall from the Master's table. For is anything too hard for thee? And we do need thee, Lord, to teach us. We do need thee, Lord, to give us a living testimony of what thou hast done for our souls. We drift along, Lord, in our pathway, acknowledge thy goodness in providence and in so many ways. But oh, we want, Lord, to feel thee breathing upon our dry bones that they might live. And thou put us in remembrance. And thou remember us with the favour thou bearest unto thy people and visit us with thy salvation. For Lord, the time is hastening on for all of us. And we do pray, Lord, that we might yet know the truth, be persuaded of the truth, and of that love of Christ that can never be separated from thy chosen people. So, Lord, do bow down thine ear and be with us. Help us then, Lord, for the service and their friend in Ride as well this evening. And, oh Lord, we do pray for the Church in England. Thou will send a measure of prosperity amongst them. And all we do pray, though, that nevertheless they will build up their own churches here. Oh, how we feel sometimes, Lord, that we wonder where the sin's going to be in this land a few more years, when there seems to be such enmity against the Bible, against real knowledge of the truth. Plenty, Lord, of worship so-called, which is fleshly excitable, but all to be brought, Lord, in humility and love into thy courts, and to sit down under thy shadow with great delight, and feel, Lord, the sweetness of the streams that flow out from the river of God's love. Also, Lord, do be with us each in our pathway. We have many darks and paths to walk in, but shine upon us, Lord. Shine upon the sacred pictures of the pages of Scripture. And, O Lord, do yet grant a reviving, Lord, even in the day and age that we live in, of true converts to Christ. Or is anything too hard for thee? We think of unregenerate family members, both here and in England. O Lord, where have all these people gone? What are they going to do, Lord, when death stares them in the face, if they have not Christ formed in their hearts the hope of glory? So, Lord, do have mercy upon family members. They've all got to face the judgment seat one day, the righteous judge of the whole earth. O Lord, wilt thou not turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine upon the nation, the denomination again? And do remember, Lord, our leaders that have the authority over us. Yet we trust, Lord, that thou wilt keep them under thy divine control. Lord, they seem to be a number of people that seem to be babbling about Lockerbrook, but the sense it doesn't seem to be any end, Lord, in that they're doing something real that will stabilise the nation in their finances and in, Lord, the jobs for the people. Oh Lord, what what a sad state we're in. They've forsaken thee, Lord, and still not got anywhere in their plans and schemes for the nation. Lord, we do commit these matters to thee and seek these greater matters, as to know how the case stands with our own soul, how it will be worked with us, Lord, in the swellings of Jordan. Do prepare us each, Lord, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform. It is all of grace. And now, Lord, what wait before our hope is in thee, that thou be matter and wisdom to a poor sinner, and that thou would abundantly bless us with being able to preach the everlasting gospel amongst us, and that thy truth might go home and sink down deep into every soul, and to take us home in peace and safety afterwards. Hear us in these things and do forgive our sin, as we ask it, O Lord, for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 136. The tune is Dalehurst 124. Dear refuge of my weary soul, on thee when troubles rise, on thee when waves of trouble roll, my fainting hope relies. To there I tell each rising grief, for thou alone canst heal. Thy word can bring a sweet relief for every pain I feel.
Thank you.
Lord may be pleased to help me. I would direct you prayerfully to Psalm 91 and reading verses 14 and 15. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. What favourable language have we here? Have we written here by the psalmist who feared God and acknowledged God? And who tells us here that he dwelleth in the secret place, or he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We desire that we might hide under the shadow of the Lord, don't we? That he might overshadow you and me in all our trials, all our circumstances. We know we're very much of the earth earthy, but blessed be the Lord, the safety and keeping of your body, your soul, is in the merits of Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today and forever. And he says here, because he has set his love upon me. We do well to examine ourselves, whether we have evidences of loving the Lord. Psalmist says, we love the Lord, who has heard my voice and my supplication. Dare you and I deny that we have heard his voice? We want to hear it more clearly and more frequently. But there are those occasions when you have felt you've called upon him. You've called upon him and he's answered you. And he's given you that gift of faith to believe in the Word of God. The Bible's become precious to you over the years. You've been given a hunger and a thirst for the knowledge of it. And he's not forsaken you. He's been better to you and me than all our sins deserve, dear friends, certainly. Better to you and me than all our fears. Because we are creatures of fear that drag along and often fear where no fear is. But you see, you love the Lord because he has manifested himself to you in way that he's made a way for you through life's journey where there seemed to be no way. You've had those occasions when you've called upon his name. You've had those spots and places where you have felt that this is none other but the Lord's doing. It's marvellous in your eyes. And so it strengthened your weak hands of faith and confirmed your feeble knees and said unto you of a fearful heart, fear not. My God will supply your need. What sweet surprises you and I will have had over life's journey when he's made a way for you where there seemed to be no way. And you've been brought there where you felt you loved the Lord because he has heard your voice. He's seen your struggles. He's heard your cries unto him as you've come with weeping and supplication that when you seem to have very little faith, you wanted him to manifest himself to you in certain events in your life. And you can look back and see the way the Lord your God has led you, has proved you to know what was in your heart toward the Lord God of Israel. You've been able to set your affection upon things above where Christ dwelleth. And you so long for him to confirm your souls by granting you deliverance, by granting you and me a favour to be enabled to set him on high. He set you on high, really. He's put you on the mount. He's favoured you to be building upon that mount, that rock that Christ is. And you blessed him for those tokens of his love. And because you set your love upon him, because, remember, you love him before, because he first loved you. We cannot be born in the flesh and love the Lord until he quicken us and make us to cry because of the burden of our sins. And we read he came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. And you began to be in want for a knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And you wanted to know something of this love. And if he's set his love upon you, then he'll deliver you. And he'll make you wise unto salvation through faith in him. I will set him on high. You'll certainly be very humbled in the dust. You won't be high and mighty in the flesh, dear friends. But you'll be favoured to feel a little access into the holy ear of God. And you pleaded with him to bow down thine ear, O God, for I am poor and I am needy. And it's all because he said, he hath known my name. And what a mercy to have this name, to be pursuing, yet faint after this name, and prove it to be a little treasure. Those sweet moments when the Lord touched your heart, when he favoured you and me to know the joyful sound of the gospel. And you began to know his name, and his name, this is the name you pleaded. And this is the name the Father loves to hear his children plead. And oh, you know he will send deliverances, and he has done, and he will yet send further deliverances. And this will lead you in this exercise of this verse to call upon me, he said. And I will answer him. We often pry and wonder, well, are we going to get an answer? Well, if there's no answer, dear friends, it's a negative answer, isn't it? As I see it. But blessed be the Lord, he does answer. He does send you a time when you're brought into trouble, and this is when it proves you in tribulation. He exercises you to work patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. I will answer him, and I will be with him. He's going to prove you and me in our religion the reality of it. I know you may reflect back from years when the Lord so taught you to trust him for his faithfulness. Now it's going to bring you into this trouble, and it won't even necessarily be providential trouble, family trouble, it'll be soul trouble. One of the most heavier things that a believer can have is soul trouble. He wants the Lord to confirm him, he wants the Lord to show him a token, and he seems to withhold your petitions. But he cannot hold himself continually, because having inspired that love of the truth in your soul, because of Jesus and his love, there will be a time when he will answer you and he'll be with you in trouble. And he will deliver you. What a privilege to have a God to go to. And we got to God through the pathway of the Lord Jesus, through his intercessionary power that he gives to you when we're ready to find. And we bless him for it. And so I will deliver him. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. We don't get an answer every day, do we, for these trials? But they do give you a little hope that it makes the promise a little sweet. He's given you a promise. He's applied it. You feel, seem to be filled with a cup of blessing as he enriches your soul. Then all the sweetness and the power of it seems to disappear, and you again seem to be in darkness. In that darkness, not in the actual heavy darkness that you were when he first called you, but you seem sometimes to doubt, and you seem to fear, and you backslide, and you don't seem to be as diligent as you once were, because you see, you fear sometimes the Lord withdraws himself from you and from those sweet moments that you've had before the cross, as you see that in grief, even in grief, there's a beauty in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you bless that he has touched your heart, and you look unto him with the eye of faith, the eye of the self eye, faith, the eye of the soul, it looks to Jesus. And you no longer pour upon yourself, lest it sink thee lower. But look to him and call upon him. And when we call, it won't be just a soft-hearted thing. It'll be with the effectual fervency of spirit. When the Spirit anoints you in prayer, you'll pray without ceasing. You'll give him no rest until he grants you a time of deliverance. And you bless him for it. And it's wrestling with him, isn't it? To the break of day. Jacob wrestled with the angel of the Lord until the break of day. And so we may have night seasons of prayer. We love our sleep, no doubt. We do, don't we, if we're tired. But there are those occasions when you awake and when you pour out your soul's desire before him. Lord, show me now thy way. Lead me, guide me into all truth and apply it. And make me willing in the day of thy power to seek that closer walk with thee. Because he said, I will set him on high. As he gives his angels charge over you to keep you in all places, whithersoever you go, you look to the Lord. That he would favour you to be kept. Because that's another matter with believers. We need that keeping power. Yes, keeping our minds stayed upon God. Shall surely see that salvation one time at the appointed time. And so, what a mercy to know we have a little love to the Lord Jesus Christ. We want that closer walk with him. We want to see the way that he has trodden this sin-stained world. Though he was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, he was never, dear friends, plagued with sin like you and I are. But he had convinced you of it. Because convinced of your sin, you'll find yourself very unholy and very unclean at times. But by the grace of God, he draws you by the cords of a man, by the bands of his love. And he exercises you and me in wrestling prayer. That what wonders do. Bring relief in deepest straits. Prayer can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. I will be with him. These wills and these shells of Jehovah must be effectual in our walk and our conduct. We have to wait for it. To tarry his leisure, then wait the appointed hour. Wait till the bridegroom of their souls reveal his love with power. Because there is a time. a time is set to heal up our woes. A season most fit is love to disclose. So we bless the Lord, don't we, that he grants you access into his holy ear. We have to pray sometimes, bow down thine ear, O God, for I am poor and needy. You see, you won't be set on high, as I said, humanity, but you will when the Lord touches your soul. When he lifts up the light of his peace upon you, and he says, my peace I leave with you. What a precious word, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This is the wonder of Jesus, isn't it? Is there, as the one mediator between you and the Holy God, who is a spirit. And so we ask the Lord if he will be us in our troubles, if he will bring us through, if we're given grace to serve him, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things might be added unto you. Blessed be the Lord. We want a religion of experience. Things handled, tasted, and fed of the word of life. And we need him, dear friends, don't we, to unstop our deaf ears and pour in the oil and the wine, the gospel, the good news, to tell us that he has eternally loved us. It won't set you on high, it'll humble you. As to why me, why such a wretch as me must ever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Free and sovereign grace, dear friends. And it's what we need and what we plead for, that we might truly be delivered from all those things that seem to get us hooked up and carried away sometimes, but to be brought to his feet and to know that he is our Saviour. And as he read here, he said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Do we believe these truths? If the Lord takes them and applies them, you'll hold fast to some of these portions of God's word. Because he said he should give his angels charge over thee, keep in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. What stumbling stones we come upon in our journey. Stumbling stones. We'd rather have the stones of help, wouldn't we, to be enabled to raise an Ebenezer to his praise and look upon him whom we have, dear friends, wounded with our sins. And blessed be the Lord. You know, the Lord will be mindful of you, preserve and keep you from harm, be your guardian and guide. As you sow in tears, you'll yet reap in joy. You have those godly tears. You want the Lord to wipe the tears from off your faces because of you. You have so much to mourn over. Your shortcomings, your failing, day by day. Led captive by the devil sometimes it seems to be you're not on your watchtower enough. And Satan catches up with you. And blessed be the Lord. There'll always be some matter for you and me to pray about, wrestling with the Lord to confirm his love to me and show me a token. And do, Lord, confirm my soul with signs following. Evidence is that I'm born of God and that my treasure is above. So he said, I therefore will I deliver him, because of those evidences of love in your soul. You seek the Lord, you want him to show you now his way, you want him to draw you by the cords of man, by the bands of his love. And that love, that those bands of his love, they're irresistible. Grace is irresistible when he pours it upon you. Gives you a portion for your soul. You hold fast to it. And then he seems to go and he's been gone. He hides his face, withdraws his hand from the hot hole of the door. And oh, you're back to your sad state again of mourning. But you see, the Lord won't leave you to perish. If your heart's like in this language tonight, you could not live without praying sometime to the Lord that he will answer you. You want to know that you're a true disciple. You feel to be a poor disciple as you view yourself. You want to be a living soul. You want to be living to show forth his praise. You want to be living to speak of his wonders and of his redeeming love and what he has done for poor sinners. And he keeps you and me from dashing about against these stones that offend and bring you, whereby I said just now, those stones of hell, living stones, that they never die, these stones that you've received in answer to your prayers and mine. I will answer him, I've been with him in trouble. I will deliver him. You see, we need our souls to be drawn out of the pit, because we want to be in Christ's presence, out of Christ all mighty power can destroy. But with Christ we shall live and move and have our very being. And you bless the Lord and say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all within me join. Aid my tongue to bless his name, whose favours are divine favours. And we want more of these divine favours, don't we? Where the Lord has given you a new heart, a broken heart, a contrite spirit that is waiting upon him, that he will answer you and be with you. The fulfilling of his word, or another portion of a promise that he might have given you. He will fulfill his word and fulfill your desires of it, that you might know the truth and you be free from the condemnation, the broken law. That's what we want, isn't it? Freedom. Freedom. Bring our souls out of prison that we can praise him and bless him for his great goodness. And so we have to ask the Lord, do help me. Do give me to feel that they are my God. As Anne Steele says, my God, my Father, blissful name, oh my I. The humility with you and me. Oh, may I call thee mine. You see, may I with favour be enabled to feel that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And sometimes we've been there, I believe, we've felt as the shepherd of the people. He shepherded Isabel. He made us to lie down in green pastures and led us beside the still waters to refresh our soul. And what a mercy when you are refreshed by the gospel truths as they come up new and fresh in your soul and mind. And it's because he has taught you to love the truth and you want a further knowledge of the truth. And he says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And we do need delivering from the condemnation of the broken law. We need him as a refuge. We need him to bless us with thankful hearts for his daily mercies. And though we journey on and we can see his hand here and there, little line upon line, precept upon precept. And then we come unstuck sometimes, so for want of a better word. We come and we seem to be so careful and troubled again with so many things in this life, so many things. We seem to get, seem to be like the world, they're full of troubles, aren't they? They cannot resolve their difficulties. But you see, then the Lord brings you to a halt. He said, I will instruct thee. He sends a word to, as it were, kill those worldly feelings. He says, I will instruct thee. And we prick up our ears or our eyes and we say, yes, Lord. That's the instruction I want, the teaching, in the way thou would have me to go. And though thou dost declare it's a pathway of tribulation more or less, he goes on to say, be still and know that I am God, your maker, your creator and mine, who knows the way that you are to walk. And those shows you now your steps through these verses, through other portions of Scripture, are ordered by the Lord, and you delight in his way. Oh, to feel more of that divine control over your feelings and mine. I long for it. More control over my feelings. Subdue the power of the devil in me. Subdue my sinful utterances and give me to now read my title clear to these heavenly mansions, that I might win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that righteousness which is through the faith of the Son of God, who gave himself for me. Think, he gave himself for your soul and mine. If you're in this covenant, don't you have a hope? I'm sure you have, by what he has taught you to do, what he has made that way for you, where there seemed to be no one. Taught you, dear friends, to number your days, to apply your hearts unto wisdom. Oh, who is a God like unto thee? This God shall be your God. He will be your guide, even unto death. Because this is the word of God that we have before us. Divine inspiration, inspire the word of God through godly men of old. And we bless him for that, don't we? He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Blessed mercy if we have a long life and he shows us salvation at the end. That's the aim, isn't it? And the desire of the soul of every seeker, seeking to find a portion for his or her soul, seeking to know and read their title clear to these heavenly mansions. Pathway of tribulation, yes. And Jesus said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. We can only overcome the world through him. We cannot be naturally determined not to do this or do that. But oh, how soon we fall. But blessed be the Lord. And you know, we do need to be humble. Because he said, pride go before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Oh Lord, do give me that grace of humility to humble myself at the footstool of mercy, to seek a token of thy love, to confirm my soul with a sign following. As he said, he shall call upon thee. And as we go, desiring that to still be able to call upon him, and to pour out our soul before him, to ask him to answer us. Yes, I know sometimes you seem to be against a brick wall, your prayers, don't you? Seems to be there's none to hear. But do remember there's not a word in your mouth, but lo, that he knoweth it altogether. And this is our hopes, if it's an imputed word from God. If he's going to impute that righteousness to your soul and mine, to cover your soul with the mantle of his forgiving love. Because he is a God of love. And having loved his own in the world, he loves them to the end. And so he says, he shall call upon thee. And sinners can say, and only thy, how precious is the Saviour. Because he said, and I will answer him. You may have many things that you request, that you let known unto God. You may be getting troubled because you don't get the answer. But he tarries after men are late. Tarries after men are faint. And then he comes and says, I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. And we bless the Lord for these tokens of his love. When he does deliver you, brings your soul out of prison, revives your drooping spirit, says unto you, son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Daughter, thy faith is saved thee. Go in peace. And when he says it, he means it. And it'll stick fast. It may be a brief visit on one occasion, but he'll bring it back to your remembrance by his Spirit. Oh, Spirit of truth, come down, reveal the things of God, and make to us salvation known, and witness with the blood. I will deliver him and honour him. What a mercy if we've been given grace. As he says, them that honour me, I will honour. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved. For beside me there is no Saviour. Oh, we bless the Lord for his word. May he bless our few remarks this evening and take them home with us or brought to our remembrance to consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest we be faint and weary in our minds. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 397. The tune is Providence 490. In themselves, as weak as worms, how can poor believers stand when temptations, foes, and storms press them close on every hand? Weak indeed they feel they are, but they know the throne of grace and the God who answers prayer helps them when they see his face. We give thee thy name. grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us here.